opened.
It's how Bridge City got help out.
In other words, we just opened it up to a degree.
Yeah, you're still gonna have to have a minimum of 50% of the money spent on Alpine. But I think you can have up to 30% spent on urgent need, and the rest of it would have to be on elimination of blight, but we don't have any of that.
We'll need to make that, we want to do that route. We need to make that amendment and start doing things that will help the request. Right now, we're just putting in what we need to get to get to a $3 million project.
Don't we also have to put a 10% match for the only number?
Right, and each one has a 1% match, I'm sorry. So it's a 1% match. Right there, we were still gonna have to figure out eventually who's gonna pay the match and pass. But we've done it kind of all by now. We have the homeowner pay for the match. That's something. As we go further into this application, we might have to clarify.
What kind of discussions have we had with DD7 in terms of, because that would be a project they would do. It's obviously on county property, there's retention on the road there, but would that be a match that they would?
We would prefer, let's roll through the rest of it. So with home elevation, you do want to pursue more on an urgent need basis.
Okay.
I think you, and I don't know if you saw it, Patrick, but Heather LeBron, General Land Office, sent an email just a few minutes ago, I guess, saying that the prison population could not be counted into the RMI assessment for the detention area.
All right, well, that might just make that project go away right there. That's unfortunate. Okay, so we'll look at home elevation plus urgent need. I don't know if Steve, we'll have to work together to see if you pass those non-LMI requests.
Yes.
All right, under family services, this is a joint venture project. And remember, go back, you get three standalone projects.
Right.
Three joint venture projects. So family services. This is a project that consists of purchasing land outside the floodplain and the construction of a 65-bed facility. This is one we intend to pursue. The match of $77,000, we would work on an MOU with family services to provide that match. Now, Road Air Gully, with that being said, for what the judge just said, I have a feeling this will not qualify because it'll be to get to Road Air Gully, just going to try to encompass those prison populations. And I don't know that there's enough in that, so that might be one thing. So, yeah. So but let me go back to DD7, because there's a little bit of change. When they came, we talked about partnering with them on their pumps along the channel.
Right.
They have gone and hired their own grant administrator, and so they plan on, the latest I've heard, they're planning on submitting that as one of their standalone projects for the pumps along the channel. So that was one we originally talked to them, and then Road Air Gully is the other one on our property.
Oh, we'll have to say it for Road
have to have a minimum score?
Yeah, all of that, everything.
Everything has to have a minimum score? Okay.
We get a little extra at the most impacted county.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do have, Gina with Tetra Tech is listening in and probably she'll want to comment after this. And so with that, we'll double check with the Low Air Valley Detention and see if there's any more we can do or look at it to keep that application going. The other one is the DD6 body detention. That's one we're just filling one of their slots as a joint venture with them. They're the lead agency on it. They have their three slots that they, for their independent projects that they've requested correctly, and then this was one they needed to fill. So really for us, there's not a lot that we need to do. And we do say that to be negotiated, but so with that said, we have these deadlines. So next week, next agenda, we want to come with the final approval of the projects to be submitted for public comment. We have a public participation plan that we've amended that basically how we're going to get it out to the public for them to comment, posting on our website, posting on the paper, things like that. Then you'll have, we need to get the approval of an MOU with Family Services and a possible, we'll see if we need an approval anymore with DD7. Then your public comment period will begin on 10-1, go for 2 weeks. After that, final applications, we're looking for approval on October 20th. And then after that, we have to submit it into the GLO's system. That's their system to upload these applications in to meet the October 28th deadline.
So what you're saying, Patrick, is there will be this retention plan will be one of the projects.
We're going to have to look at it. I mean, what I'm telling you is, based on this information I just heard, I think that doesn't sit well with it being an LMI type project. Now, can it qualify for an urgent need project? That's what I'm going to have to work with Tetra Tech.
I'm not sure I understood her email. It said, no, in county prison population could be benefited from the prison, not the prison.
Right, and that makes sense. I'm just saying,
there's an urgent
need due to the fact we have so many houses flooded.
When it floods over there, the prisons flood, right?
No, they don't get water in the nation. They get water around the prisons, but they don't get it inside the prisons.
Where they have
it? No, they have it. The homes along the system,
okay.
North, Central Guard, War Guard, they do.
Okay.
And you saw that update from our museum yesterday?
Yeah.
Mr. Westbrook's question.
Right.
It's progress.
Along that same line, I think the board, I'm going to ask DD7 to come in and when they get the modeling data, do a workshop.
So, right after this court, I'm going to follow up with Tetra Tech and see if there's anything more we can do for the detention right there.
And if not, then we need to get with DD7 real quick and see if there's any other projects.
Get some projects to fulfill this amount, right?
We're running short on time.
Okay.
You're going to have to get it costed out and engineered out super fast.
Gotcha.
It's got to be, and that's, let's kind of think of the
shelf-ready projects, we need to concentrate at that to see where we can reduce flooding throughout our county.
Yeah, and with, I think the drainage districts are, this is, like Doug said, this is a large amount of money with a low match.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of competition. Now, that's not to say this is, there won't be another round after this. Put in our hazard mitigation plan with the Regional Planning Commission. And those are other things to make sure we have projects that are liftable. And for this one, you know, had to meet a $3 million minimum. So that's a, we did have some other projects that went below that.
Well, I think we're ready to go with a $100 million project.
Yeah, that's very much.
Any other discussion? We will move on to County Commissioners. I may have considered publicly approving authorized County Judge 16th and its declaration of open possession today, March 13, 2020, pursuant to Section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. I may have considered publicly approving today's declaration of open possession. I may have considered publicly approving resolution authorizing county grant to the Texas Department of Agriculture Home Delivered Meal Grant.
So moved.
Second. This is by Commissioner Offer, seconded by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for August 2020, including year-to-date total earnings from county funds. Is that motion on that?
So moved.
This is by Commissioner Senatoff.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Offer. Any discussion? Anything you want to say, Mr. Treasurer? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, item A is consider possibly approved tract 9A of 0.4320 acre tract of land to replat all of lots 9 and 10, block 6, Del Monte Edition, located off of Uvalde Avenue, precinct number 2. This is replat within the city of Needham and ETJ and has met all our planning requirements. Item B is consider possibly approved replat of lot 19 and lot 19. Block 5 in Pine Island Estates, Phase 2, located on Cocktail Trail in Precinct Number 1 within the city of Beaumont, ETJ. All planning requirements have been met. Item C is considered possibly approved track 48A and 48B called 10.025 acres to replat part of lot 48 in the DOF Dark Subdivision. Property is located on East Buccaneer Drive in Precinct Number 3, not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction at all of our planning requirements. Have a motion on those items under engineering.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
We must have, Steve, quite a bit of a development plan going on in the rural areas. Is that adequate to say?